Welcome to the South Shore's Morning News Weekend Review Podcast. I'm Rob Hackelall. Listen for the next 30 minutes as we take a look back at some of the big interviews from the week on the South Shore's Morning News, which airs live weekdays from 5 to 10 a.m. The South Shore's Morning News. And as promised in this segment, we do have a guest on the program. We're going to talk about a great book out from National Geographic Kids called Deadliest Animals on the Planet. So many things in nature, wondrous and beautiful, but also deadly as well. And for us as humans, we should be careful. And here to tell us about the latest book, we have Jennifer Szymanski on the line with us this morning. Jennifer, good morning. You're on WATD.
Good morning.
Great to have you on the program. And I understand that you are a vet to tech as well. And you've taught students from pre-K to college and are an all-around cheerleader for STEM education. So you love science, Jennifer.
I do. I really do. I've always loved science, even when I was very small. And, you know, science encompasses a lot of different subjects, but I've always been very interested in nature and animals. So this has been a great opportunity for me. I'm very excited.
Well, I imagine. Yeah, it's a beautiful book. It's National Geographic, so we know there's a ton of great images in here. So explain how this book is set up and what we will find in here when it comes to deadliest animals on the planet.
So I got to work with just a wonderful team across the board, editors, photo editors who have just pulled the most amazing and beautiful pictures to go with the text. And what this book does is it expands on what we think of as sort of a turns out to be a fairly narrow definition of deadly, and it kind of exposes kids and adults to the fact that many of the animals that we see every day actually are very deadly in their own right.
Yeah, I was going to say, because when it comes, I guess, yeah, as you said, a narrow vision, I guess we would think, what would come most to mind for most people, I guess, lions or, you know, bears,
right,
or sharks, I guess, would be some of,
right,
the ones.
Yeah. Anything that's large, anything that has teeth and claws. You know, I mean, you know, the anything that shows up in movies as a villain, whether that's an animated villain or whether it's a, you know, a real life villain. But again, a lot of the animals that some that even live in our own homes are really, they're pretty deadly predators.
Okay. Now, here's one strange fact, and maybe you can comment on this on page 37, talking about cows. Because around here, you know, every time we're, you know, we're here in Massachusetts, so in the summertime, they're always talking about the sharks, and they have the shark trackers, and they do a good job with that. And everybody gets all wound up about the sharks. However, according to the book here, I see that more people are hurt by cows than by sharks every year. Cows?
Yes, absolutely. Cows are responsible for about 20 deaths every year, and sharks are really responsible for only maybe 5. Just sharks have a tendency to get a lot of publicity, and most of the reason that we have this disparity between those two animals is that mostly because of proximity. Statistically speaking, we are more likely to encounter a cow than a shark. We also consider them to be domesticated, and as such, we tend to let our guard down around them. Mm-hmm. But a cow can still weigh 1,500 pounds and have horns. And if you catch one on a not-so-good day, that can lead to a not-so-great consequence.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting because today, I'm just going to tell you, Jennifer, it happens to be Steven Spielberg's birthday. So we all know Jaws, oh, right? Everybody knows that. But imagine,
correct,
if it, yeah, something more scary and deadlier, cud. the attack of the bovine. But you wouldn't think about it. But yeah, I guess you're right. When it comes to these things, and then they spell out the numbers for you, it's true that I guess more people could come in contact with a cow than a shark, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the shark is, if you think about it, its territory is a large piece of ocean. And a cow, if you may have one in a farmette or, your backyard, it's a lot smaller, and you're more likely to run into it.
Are there any other surprises that you found out with this project or something very interesting in terms of our creature that we may not think about?
I love to do these books because I learn something every time. I would say that I learned a little bit more about the house cat as being a pretty fearsome predator. That's another one we don't think of, mostly because they're, a pet. But as far as statistically speaking, again, they are very, very good at what they do, which is if they go after something, they get it about 30% of the time. A lion, a tiger, they may only have a successful hunt, 10% of the time. So 1 in 10 times versus 1 in 3. So, yeah.
No, a house cat, and I've had cats growing up, and I have seen, when they do get out, the amount of damage they could inflict on birds and squirrels and mice and things. But you're right, they're sure. Really good, and the cats can defend themselves. Oftentimes, I hate to hear about it, but, when a cat or a dog, oftentimes a dog will go away from the cat when the cat puts the dog in its place. So, yeah, don't cut out the cats because they have as all these creatures do, I guess, they just have it built into them for a long time now.
Absolutely, yes. That's one thing is that, nature is beautiful and wonderful, and I think we should always study it and be in awe of it, but I think we should also remember that we have a place in that and that we do need to take care. If you see an animal in the wild, it's really a good idea just to leave it alone.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jennifer, and you see that now with too many people trying to take videos and that kind of thing, and I still, it's crazy. I'll still see, I can't help it, you'll see somebody, walking away from a bear, and then I wonder, why are they even filming this? Because, again, why post something and be injured? But you do have to respect nature, that's for sure. And when you look at all these creatures, these are all ways that they have that nature has given them to defend themselves. And I guess that's why I guess we have a brain, Jennifer, because when you take us down to our basic stuff, we don't have much stuff to defend ourselves.
Comparatively speaking, no. we do not have, venom or any of the claws. Or super sharp teeth, we've come up with other ways to defend ourselves for
sure. For sure, yeah. Well, National Geographic Kids: Deadliest Animals on the Planet. It's out now, and joining us, Jennifer Szymanski, to talk all about it. It's out now. Pick it up. It's going to be great, and to have some great conversations with kids on this as well. Jennifer, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Have a great holiday. And Jennifer Szymanski has been with us. National Geographic Kids, Deadliest Animals on the Planet. We have our good friend Casey in studio, Casey Baird from the Fred Astaire Dance Studio in Plymouth, who has also been very busy as of late with the team down at Fred Astaire. Casey, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's been going on at Fred Astaire Dance Studio?
We've been really busy. We're looking forward to the holidays. We've been dancing our toes off. We had a competition this past weekend up in Quincy, and we've just been having a really good time.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we thought it'd be great to have you come into the studio to explain about some last-minute gifts, about getting the gift of dance. And we know that it is, as you know, really a wonderful thing for so many people. And, you know, in terms of staying active and having something, an activity to do. And it's also been great for couples, as you have many stories, I know, that you've told me and I've seen of people that come and now they really made it part of their routine.
Absolutely. So I think the gift of dance is the best gift that you can give during the holiday season because it's an experience. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a thing that might end up on a shelf and unused. Mm-hmm. It's an experience that you can give to yourself or to a loved one or share with a partner or a friend. And it's something, like you said, it keeps you active. It keeps you engaged. It's a social activity and a physical activity. And it's a lot of fun. And you get to learn a new skill that you not only get to use in the dance studio, but you also get to maybe use it out socially at a party, holiday party or a wedding or on a cruise. So get dance lessons and a gift certificate for dance lessons, I think, is the thing that should be at the top of the list this holiday season.
Now, how does it work? Can you do private lessons? Are there group lessons? Can you do lessons with other people that you don't know?
Absolutely. You can do all of the above.
Okay.
So we have two studio locations on the South Shore in Massachusetts. My studio is the Plymouth studio. We also have our friends own the Hanover location.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Right, yes. And we work very closely together and we teach all sorts of lessons. So we do private lessons primarily, but we also do group classes. And then both our studios, on every Friday night, we host what we call a practice party. And that's your social activity for the week where you get to use your skills in a social environment.
I like that. That sounds fun, doesn't it?
Yes, and it is.
It is, and it's a great time, and there's music, and there's fun, and it's really turns out, as I noticed, that once you go, it can become really a great thing to look forward to every week.
Absolutely. And one of the things I'm most proud of is our community. So we have people that come into the studio. This is a new skill for them. They're really terrified of trying this thing that somehow they think they should know how to do already. A lot of people say to me, and I've said this to you before, Rob, they go, well, I can't dance. I can't come take lessons because I can't dance.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I say, well, if you knew how to dance, then I'd be out of a job.
That's true, right?
So they come in and they're very unsure and they're, you know, afraid of being embarrassed, but we have a wonderful community of students who understand what it feels like to be new, to be learning this new skill. And we have so many people that have become friends outside of the studio, not just inside the studio. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I'm super proud of, is the community that we've built.
Wow, that's wonderful. Now, how many instructors do you have now at the school?
Oh, goodness. I believe there are 7 of us total.
Wow, okay.
I have to think about that. Do I include myself? Yes, there are 7 of us
7?
Right now.
Okay,
yes.
And so, and how long have you guys been doing this now? Because you could have been, this is coming up,
yeah.
How many years?
So I've been teaching for, my next year will be 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. So I've been teaching for 20, dancing for longer, but so next year is my 20th anniversary
as an
instructor, but our studio has been open since 2008, so next year, what's the math, 16 years in Plymouth next
year.
That's
great, yeah.
And then the Hanover location opened at the end of 2020, so they just wrapped up 3 years in the business of owning a studio, and I'm very proud of both studio locations.
Yeah, so that's good for all our listeners. You're either the Plymouth area or the Hanover one would be closer to you, and you can how do we get started then, and you can get gift certificates?
Yes, so we have holiday gift packages that you can go on fredastaire.com.
Mm-hmm.
So fredastaire.com.
Okay.
We have over 200 studios globally. So if you go to our main website, again, that is fredastaire.com, you can go to the location search, put in your zip code or put in the town that you're looking for, and it will pop up with the local studio. And then each studio has their gift certificate page. And on that page, you can see the different offers that we have. And we've put together some prepackaged private lessons and group classes and Friday night practice parties. And if one of those isn't quite what you need or what you're looking for, we can certainly customize a gift package for you.
Okay. All right. So there you go. You just type it on in there. And there you go. It pops right up and it tells you where the studios are. And again, you could go to Hanover or Plymouth, and then you'll find all the information there on how to get in touch with you guys and to order those certificates, right?
Absolutely. You can buy them online. You can pop by the studio. We can even email you a certificate. There's lots of ways to get one in your hands before the holiday, even if you're shopping at midnight on Christmas Eve.
FredAstaire.com. FredAstaire.com is the website. And again, we're talking about Hanover and Plymouth. Those are the two studios in our area here on the South Shore. And Casey and their husband run the Plymouth one. And as you heard, it's been there since 2008 and going strong.
Yes, I'm very, very, very proud of our location.
And looking forward to 2024.
Absolutely.
All right, any other good stories, Casey? What else has been going on now? What are you guys up to next?
Well, so we're planning for 2024. So we just wrapped a competition this past weekend. We were there from Thursday to Sunday. Our studio was phenomenal. We had over 14 students on the competitive floor, pro-am. So our students dance with their instructors. And we had several new people, first-time competitors that on the floor. And they really shone. And I was so excited for them to step out of their comfort zone and do this thing that they never thought that they could do. So that was really fun for me. I call them my babies, to watch them on the dance floor and succeed at this thing. So that is what we just wrapped. And now in 2024, again, we have more competitions and events. But, you know, that's not all that we do. Our primary focus, as you know, is social dancing. So you don't have to come in looking to want to compete or perform or anything like that. Just come in and let us show you that you can be comfortable and confident on the social dance floor. And if you want to take it to the next level and you'd like to try doing a competition or a performance or something of that nature, yes, we'd love to have that as a tool for you to use to build your confidence. But again, that's not what we focus on solely. So in the new year, I'm excited to have lots of new faces in the studio. You know, new year, new you, try something different.
Yeah.
I'm excited to share this something that I'm so passionate about with so many more people.
Oh, that's great. Casey has been in studio this morning. We love having her stop by. Casey Baird, she battled the elements here to be with us today because we wanted to get the word out. Because it is the 18th of December already, so be sure if you're looking for something still to do, think about that dance experience. And as mentioned, they're very accommodating. And again, you don't have to come in there with any background in dance whatsoever.
Absolutely not. Please, we are beginner specialists, so know that.
Fred Astaire, Dance Studio, Hanover and Plymouth. Casey Baird's been in studio this morning. Thank you, Casey. Good to see you.
Same, Rob. Thank you. Happy holidays.
And good morning. We continue on the South Shore's Morning News on WATD. I'm Rob Hackelow with the Morning Team. In this segment, we have a few authors on the line with us. We're going to talk about hashtag crime time. Going viral has never been so dangerous. The first audio original from Geneva Rose, the author of blockbuster bestsellers, The Perfect Marriage, and You Shouldn't Have Come Here, and co-author and husband, Drew Pine. And they're both with us this morning. Geneva and Drew, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Great to have you on WATD. All right, so let's talk about this project. First of all, is I know, Geneva, you've written several bestsellers. Is this the first time both of you have teamed up on this type of project?
Yes, this is our first time teaming up, and this is Drew's first project.
Ooh. First project. Okay. Now, fill me in on Crime Time, hashtag Crime Time. Tell me about this because this is an audiobook. So explain it for the listeners what this is all about.
Yeah. So hashtag Crime Time, it is a fully cast audio original with sound effects and with a different actor for every character. And it's about two half siblings that have recently discovered one another. The oldest, Nadia, is a crime novelist, and the youngest, Chase, is an aspiring TikTok star. The two of them witness an armed burglary in the apartment above their townhome. And Chase decides to film everything he witnesses, which includes the armed burglary, then discovering that their upstairs neighbor is a crime lord, and then discovering that there are dirty cops on scene. So he puts them all up on TikTok. They go crazy viral. And now they've got a lot of people after them, and they're in a world of crime that neither of them are prepared for.
Now, from what I understand, you two are familiar with the TikTok?
Yes, we do a lot of different types of TikToks. Geneva does a lot of things with, you know, her books, and she had the hashtag Scott Saga about a disgruntled reader, and then I've done a lot of stuff with, you know, movie reactions. So it was really easy for us to kind of translate the comedy and what it's like to try to go viral and do content on TikTok into the character of Chase and his TikToks in the audio drama.
Wow. Okay. So hashtag crime time. And tell me, was there a real life event that inspired this story? Who can tell me about that?
There was. We actually experienced an armed burglary in our building in December of 2021 when three armed men broke into the stairwell. And they burglarized the apartment above our townhome. And after we called the police and the burglars fled while we were waiting for the cops to arrive, we decided to go up and check to see if the neighbor was okay. And what we discovered was he actually was a drug lord, and he was running a drug operation out of that apartment. And so there was still tons of drugs left. There was a cash counting machine. There was cash left over that they had not completely burglarized this guy. And then the police showed up, and we had ATF agents and DEA agents. So it was a pretty traumatic experience that we turned into something funny and thrilling.
No, I mean, well, obviously it's scary when you're going through this and to emotionally go through this. But, you know, afterwards, just to think about this, did you have any feeling about this is one of your neighbors?
He was a guy that was only renting here for like 3 or 4 months. And okay. Well, we found out afterwards, too, that he wasn't even using a real identity to rent the place out. He had like 6 stolen cars. He was just, apparently that's a thing. They'll rent in like a nicer, quiet neighborhood and do all their business.
So he wasn't coming he wasn't coming to the building holiday parties or anything. You guys didn't hang out with this guy at all.
No, it's a small building too. It's 4 units. So it was it's not like it was like this huge, gigantic building. It was like, it's just 4 units and we were the only ones home when it happened.
Wow.
So it was
That's
pretty
awful.
Wild.
That's awful. Okay. Well, you were able to spin this. Okay. So hashtag crime time. And tell me about who do you have narrating this?
Yeah. So for the character of Nadia, we have Jennifer Damiano, who is a Broadway star. And then for the character of Chase, we have Abelardo Campuzano. And for Victor, we have Phil Thrawn. The interesting thing with Abelardo is that he himself is a very successful TikTok star. He has over 5 million followers. And so for him to play the character of Chase and to be an aspiring TikTok star, you know, he was able to really draw on some parallels of him first starting out. You know, we had a conversation with him this week about that, and he was like, yeah, you know, I had lots of doubters in the beginning telling me to, you know, do something else, but I could really relate to Chase in the sense of, you know, trying to make that dream become a reality. But all of them did a fantastic job and really brought our story to life.
Okay, I want to play this quick clip while I have you guys here from Simon & Schuster Audio. Let's play this about those actors that that Drew was just talking about. Listen to this.
Let's go.
Is that thing loaded?
Of course it's loaded. Okay. You need to be quick and quiet when we get outside.
Got it.
As soon as I open the garage door, run and get in the back seat with Winston.
Why can't I sit in the front?
We don't have time. Just dive in with Winston. You can get in the front seat once I start driving.
Fine.
And no more videos.
For now.
Whatever. Are you ready?
Yes. Winston, are you ready? I think he has to go to the bathroom.
Uh-oh. Okay. So there we go. Now, it's interesting because I see here the name Winston. From this story, there is a real Winston, right?
Yes, we have an English bulldog named Winston who also witnessed the real armed burglary. I mean, kind of. He slept through the whole thing. So, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, now, so how were you guys, I mean, creating the story? Did you guys love the way that these actors interpreted it and acted it out?
Yeah, we think they did an excellent job. You know, the very first time we got to hear a cut of episode one and we heard Jennifer and Abelardo bringing those characters to life, we knew we, you know, had the story was in excellent hands. And just as it kept playing out and more actors came into the fold and all of the episodes got recorded and the sound effects got added in, I mean, we were beyond thrilled with how the project turned out.
Wow. Hashtag crime time. And again, we're chatting this morning with Geneva Rose and her husband, Drew Pine. They have worked on this together. Tell me, guys, what are you hoping that people will particularly enjoy about this type of story? I mean, obviously anything with crime does seem to attract us by nature, doesn't it?
It definitely does. And for like this, we wanted to create something that was fast-paced and thrilling and fun and hilarious. So what we really want people to take away is just like finishing it and being like, wow, that was really fun. And it's a perfect for the whole family. It's family friendly. So we thought it would be perfect over the holidays when you're traveling to other family's houses or friends' houses. something to pop on and listen with the whole fam.
Yeah, just take it all in. Okay, hashtag crime time. So tell me, how do people get this and are able to listen?
It's available anywhere that audiobooks are sold, so Spotify, Audible, Barnes & Noble, audiobooks.com, Google. And if they want to learn more about my other projects or Crime Time, they can visit my website, which is GenevaRose.com, and that's Geneva with a J.
All right, GenevaRose.com, Geneva with a J, along with her husband, Drew Pine. They have worked on this project together, and they are excited the way it turned out, and we know you will enjoy it, hashtag Crime Time. And they both are very good on the TikTok. And tell us, guys, for those of us, because I know, along with myself, and I feel like maybe I've just missed the boat at this point, but for myself and our audience, what are we missing out on TikTok? Tell us why we should go there.
I mean, TikTok, you get everything on there. Anything from, I don't know, DIY, comedy videos, interesting facts, just learning new things, tips. So it's just a really great place to scroll through content, consume it, and that algorithm is spot on with whatever you're interested in. It'll learn you real fast.
How about you, Drew?
Yeah, I think for me, a lot of it is the comedy stuff, which is, you know, where we've spent a lot of time with our content, but it's always interesting to see what other people are able to do and create. And like Geneva said, I mean, it can really be whatever you want it to be, because there's just like the entire world is on there. And so if there's something that you enjoy consuming, I'm sure it will find you faster than even you can find it.
Geneva Rose and Drew Pine, thank you so much for being with us. Hashtag Crime Time. Again, look for that online and get the audio. And again, this is a wonderful story that I think you're going to enjoy. And as Geneva said, it would be great, again, for those long rides that we're all going to have during the holiday season. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Bye-bye. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
You too.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. As always, you can find us on your radio at 95.9 FM, mornings from 5 to 10, or online at 95.9WATD.com.
And you can catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can get the links at 95.9WATD.com/SS Morning News. And join us next week for another edition of the South Shore's Morning News Week in Review.